you have a habit that you do that you know is slowly killing you, but you're like, eh, it's worth it because you don't think about it? Or do you have something, do you see something other people do that you know is bad for them that you think they don't know about? For example, this one came in. I see, and I don't know who says this, but bear in mind, this person said it. I see people who overuse a heating pad for muscle aches. After a time, too much heat makes your muscles stiffer overall, and it makes it worse.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that.
That's pretty good.
But is that killing?
No. It's just to make your life not
becoming counterintuitive at some point.
So killing you is probably too strong, but it might be making you less healthy. Now, Howings, you said immediately your first answer was, I don't get enough sleep.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to go back to that. It should be a conflict of your own interests because you have said for years, I don't get enough sleep. You are intellectual enough to know that that is inherently unhealthy for your body.
Yes.
That sleep is the time your body repairs and regenerates and everything else. You also say, I want to live a long time. I don't want to die. True?
Yeah, I'm going to live forever.
How do you rectify those two things together?
I think the bummer for me in my brain, because I know I should get more sleep.
So is the answer you don't,
because
by the way?
I don't get enough sleep. And I'm often tired. But also, my body over the years has given myself a false sense of security because I look at myself at 52 and go, I look pretty good. I'm in pretty good shape. I get around, and my dad, as a barometer, wasn't able to do a lot of things because he hurt his leg like in his 20s. So he's always at a limp. I've never seen him run, ride a bike, swim, or anything. Mm-hmm. So by comparison, I'm like an NBA player, right?
And so you're counting on genetics. You have
kind
good
of,
genetics.
Yeah, so kind of. And I do see a lot of my other, contemporaries, my friends, other people my age, and plenty of them are in good shape, but a lot of them aren't. And so you go, I'm doing okay. You kind of justify it like, you know what? Actually, I'm okay, I think. I mean, I should get more sleep, but I'm hanging in there. I'm doing okay. I'm aging all right.
That's what, so, but that's, that. I mean.
But at some point, there's going to be that turn, and I don't know if it's at 55 or 60 or 65 or 71 or whatever, that I'm going to go, oh, no, I'm a question mark, right? Something's going to.
Yeah.
It's gonna not going to catch up.
Well, it's kind of like about 5 years ago. Like, I literally could eat anything. I couldn't gain weight. I just had one of those types of bodies that it was frustrating for me.
Most people stop having that at about 21.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, one day, I just went, wait, why do I have a stomach? And now I can't lose it. You know what I mean? It's like, dang it, no matter what I do, I do this and do this. And you go, no, it's just there. It doesn't really get worse, but it doesn't get any better. I hate it because I never had it.
But I think
now I watch what
ultimately
I eat,
that's what we all do. You find a way to justify it in your brain.
Right.
Like, oh, well, it could be worse.
I'll quit.
Like, if you have a bad vice, you're like, well, at least I'm not doing cocaine.
Right.
Yeah, you just got to find more extreme versions.
It's kind of like, I'll work on this next year. I think that with like my friends who are soda addicts, where I go, God, I wish you would drink less soda for your own health. You're drinking 15 cans a day or whatever. It's too much, man.
Look, I used to work here where you had he had like a secret stash of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Or you'd open that thing up and there would be 10 or 12 2 liters in there.
Yeah, he'd drink so many he was embarrassed by it.
This text, I have a few habits that are slowly killing me. I eat like crap. I don't exercise. I smoke a pack and a half a day. And I have a 6-year-old with ADD. I'm 50. Okay. Well, you are on the treadmill. Those are a lot of things.
Yeah. That's too many things that aren't going to catch up with you.
So what is the thing other people do that you think is a life-shortening habit that they don't know about? This text is, I guess, nose picking. Now, I've heard you can get an infection and it can go right to your brain because it's so close.
No.
But this person says, nose picking. You can trip and fall and your finger goes right into your brain. I'm not as concerned about that.
Ralph Wiggum.
I'm not running when I do it.
Right.
Typically.
Yeah, and I'm not picking it with scissors. Like
maybe you're not.
Yeah, I've never thought, I should be careful right now picking my nose. I could fall on my own finger. Most people do it in the car. Let's be honest.
You think so?
You're not going to fall down in the car. So your worst case scenario is you're picking your nose and get into an accident and the airbag goes off.
That's way now, more likely.
Now
than,
you've got a problem.
That's way more likely than yeah. falling.
Oh, yeah. Now you got a busted hand and a busted face.
Oh, and your finger goes through the back of your head.
Oh, yeah. Everything's wrong then.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, your teeth are gone. So, yeah, you got to be careful when you're doing it then. But you're not likely to fall over.
This text from Mid-Michigan, listening on 94.9 MMQ, I drink 4 to 5 energy drinks a day.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Man. I don't get caffeine within 15 minutes of waking up. I feel like my head will explode.
Jeez, the caffeine, yes, but just the amount of sugar in those.
Uh-huh.
So much.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I try at this point just to do everything in moderation. They always say that, you know, because I always said, you know, you see like some of these marathoners or these people in like the best shape in the world where they do everything and they monitor everything and then they drop dead of a heart attack at 38 or something. And I don't want my last meal to be a rice cake, right? So I'm still going to eat things I enjoy, just not like an idiot. Like I'm not going to have red meat every day.
Yeah.
But once a week, I'll be okay, I think, you know.
Maitland, is yours the Zins? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Is that the one that? You know it's not great for you, but you can justify it?
Yeah, because at least I'm not vaping, or at least I'm not smoking, which the fact that I did both of those, too, always is a little voice in the back of my head, like, you're going to be in trouble someday.
But I think the science has shown you recover pretty nicely from the damage smoking does if you quit early enough, right?
Yeah.
You can, like yeah. When it you will see repair
the lungs, little. They can get healthy again unless you were too far gone. Steve, what about you?
Exercise. Definitely I don't do nearly enough of that. I tell myself every day, I'm like, just go for a walk. Just walk around the block. It takes 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And every time I do that, I get back from it and I feel better because, like, I don't know, it clears your head and you kind of take in all that fresh air.
Get the dopamine hit from moving. Yeah.
Well, it works your joints too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, like, I mean, my legs usually feel pretty good, but if I get like regular on the treadmill where I'm doing couple of miles a day just walking, not even fast, my legs feel great.
How's that treadmill?
It's there. It works. I'm positive of that.
Still all of your clothes hanging on.
When was the
it?
Last time no. it was on?
For me, probably 2 months.
Okay.
Like
but you've
Liam
seen
will,
it on.
Yeah, Liam will use the treadmill sometime.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Kelly, what about you?
I used to smoke a lot and I don't anymore. Like at all.
Yeah.
So I feel like I cut out my most unhealthy habit that I really enjoyed and it wasn't hurting anybody. Maybe the way that when I do drink, I just drink a lot in one sitting.
Like a binge drinker.
Yeah. Cause I don't drink throughout the week really. But if somebody's like, hey, let's do, you know, an Italian dinner. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to go get a bottle of wine and then I'll drink that whole bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Now, I don't do it in like 30 minutes.
You're not drinking a bottle of wine every day.
No.
That
no,
would
no,
be
no.
a reason for concern.
Yeah,
like the other weekend when my roommate, her girlfriend, and I all went out, I probably had like 7 or 8 cocktails and a couple shots. Now, mind you, I walked around. I mean, we were out from like noon until 9 o'clock at night. So over 9 hours.
That's probably a drink an hour.
Exactly. But, you know, the next day, my
that's
body
good,
was like.
That's a good pickling, though.
Yeah. My body was like, the hell would you do that for? You know,
that's
I could have left
term soak
later in the day. I did have waters in between. So I try to keep it healthy like that. But I don't, maybe mine are more mental. I think mine's more like a self-deprecating thing that I'll do to myself all the time. I'm like, all right, dummy. All right, stupid. So maybe that's what it is. I think
that
it's
could
more
be a,
funny than anything, but really it's
probably
still
the
harmful.
Soundtrack of your life.
Yeah.
That, maybe that's you know, it. I don't know.
Well, I'm, going back to the drinking.
I do that one too.
If you're doing shots, see, in my brain, I would justify it. It's only an ounce.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm drinking a,
I guess it
it's not like I'm drinking a 16 ounce beer or something.
Yeah. It depends on how many there are.
Yeah.
You know. And how many days?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So other ones people are suggesting. Wallet in the back pocket. You eventually will have a sciatic nerve problem if you're a dude. Or, I mean, if you're a lady who keeps your wallet back there, too.
I did away with that years ago.
You moved to the front.
Front pocket. Or what I really enjoy is when it's jacket season, inside jacket pocket. I never have to carry it on me.
That is kind of nice.
That's very nice.
But you are more likely to forget it.
No.
Like, I never forget my wallet. Well, you've forgotten yours coming to work.
Yeah,
and
but
stuff
I don't think it's
because
I
but.
it's not because of a pocket.
You think it's just because you're generally stupid?
It's just because I don't.
You have to change it out of your pants just as often as you have to change it out of a jacket.
Yeah.
The back of your pocket versus the front of your pocket would be kind of the same unless you wear the same pair of pants.
But because of where it is, if I leave the house without it, I know it immediately. Because
sounds like he thinks he's better than you, Steve.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is I have a hard time breaking away from it because of that very reason. Because I can immediately do that wallet check.
We know what you're saying. We're trying to pick a fight for you.
But mine kind of slides off to the side when I sit down, so I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
Put it in the back pocket, Steve. See if you never forget again.
Why anyone ever did that? If I were to take my wallet out of my pocket.
Oh, it'll feel crazy now if you haven't been doing it in a long time.
Oh, God. This is the worst.
My brother-in-law.
Who does that? I have a skinny wallet, too.
You do. Yours is very thin.
Yeah, mine.
He had the big, thick, like, 80s and 90s wallet.
Costanza.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And his doctor's advice was not to stop putting it back there, but to get another one and put it on the other side.
Balance it out.
Yeah, balance it out.
Keep it
and
balanced.
It did help.
So he did it? He actually did that?
Yeah. And then after a while, he went, this is stupid. He had his regular wallet and then his sitting all day at work wallet.
His balance wallet.
His balance wallet. this one. Somebody said the biggest habit some people have that gets them in trouble is unchecked generosity. It will ruin you faster than anything else you know. And then they added this phrase. You can't pour water from an empty cup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very rare malady that people have. But there are people who will absolutely give away the last things they have because it's in their demeanor to be generous.
But that is
I think it can
stupid.
That can go with just emotions though too. I give more than I get. Right. I think overall in my entire life, and at some point it wears you out a little bit. Like I get that idea.
Leads people to take advantage of you.
Uh-huh. But that's like the I've never known somebody who's died of unchecked generosity. I know people who have died of like emphysema and cancer, though, because they smoked. So, yeah, that's a.
But these are harmless habits we're talking about.
They're harmless habits that make life harder.
I mean, that adds stress.
Yeah,
I think it's stress.
I think that unchecked generosity thing, too. Like what Hot Wings was saying, like feelings wise, like you're giving more than you get, like that wears on you. You're mentally, physically exhausted. And then there are times where, you're going because you're running around all the time for everybody else, speaking from experience. And your immune system is like, if you're not going to slow down, I'll make you. And then you get sick and then you die.
Mm-hmm.
That does seem pretty accurate. This text, I asked my cardiologist once, how many drinks is considered binge drinking? And he said 3 to 4. So I just have 3 or less every day. I wish he hadn't said that.
No.
Yeah.
Drinking every day. I remember during COVID, everybody
was slippery slope
at home, and it was fun to bake and make crafty cocktails and things like that. Sourdough. Yeah. And so my ex and I at the time, we were making cocktails all the time, and we had planned some big radio station New Year's Eve event or whatever, almost a year into COVID, and they had all these bottles of gin that they said,
oh yeah,
nobody needs these anymore. So if anybody drinks gin, and I was like, I can make some gin
boxes
cocktails.
Boxes.
I brought home 6 handles of gin.
Yeah.
And in a week, I had gone through 3 of them, not just me by myself. Jeez, that would have been a problem. But it was a problem with just my boyfriend, myself, and then neighbors who were coming over, because I'd tell them, like, damn, I had 3 or 4 cocktails yesterday. And the day before that, and I'm drinking my 3rd one today because it's crafty and fun and nobody's out doing anything. Mm-hmm. And that's when I realized, like, even though I wasn't sitting there just getting absolutely smashed by any means, I was still drinking way more, way, way more. And I was like, bro, we gotta chill.
Yeah.
Like, but it was so easy to fall into that habit and it felt harmless.
We were stuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at that point, a lot of other people were doing the same thing,
which we
all know we're not supposed to say, well, everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not an acceptable thing, but it doesn't matter. There's still that.
Yeah. Those were weird times.
Mental justification.
Oh, and everybody was making their whipped coffees and affogatos, which is just coffee over ice cream. And I was doing that at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, the hell am I eating ice cream for? One, I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm just going to be bent over later. And two, I'm drinking coffee, espresso at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Who am I?
Like a double whammy.
Like what?
Dairy and espresso.
Yeah, why don't you have some pork with it too?
Yeah, real. Like, okay. Yeah. Let me just hurt all the things.
Somebody sent in, they said their bad habit is, they said, and I think the term is seemingly harmless habit, is that they treat themselves like an amusement park on average, they think, around 30 times a week.
Wow. 30?
That's
wow.
It's
like four to five times a day.
Yeah.
But is that a problem? You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you would think at least on the very least, they've got a great forearm.
Yeah. One of them might be bigger than the other. And that could be problematic. It'd be very telling if you met somebody who had a girthy right arm, but the left is all scrawny and noodly.
Yeah, it's hard to make your shirts look right.
Look, my only suggestion is that you alternate. Do the familiar hand and the stranger hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to have much of a sex life with a partner. If that's the case,
but if they don't have a partner,
if you're
in a relationship and you're doing it on your own 30 times a week,
or if you're so desperate to do it,
problem,
you're doing it behind dumpsters and in parks or any place you can break one
again,
off.
Again, that's a real problem.
But if it's just you, your hand in your bathroom,
yeah,
doesn't hurt.
I mean, honestly, if you're able to produce that much, that's incredible.
Yeah, don't let my jealousy ruin it for you.
My gosh.
All right, what's your seemingly harmless habit? 1-800-947-3979. Someone just sent one in that is so ridiculous, I don't think anyone else has ever done it. And this is their habit, and they've recently had to choose to stop. It has the word ninja and diving in it.